Let's everybody stand, if you would, just for a moment. And if I could get you on the back lines back here, just come on and fill in the closer places up here on the first half a dozen pews here. It's always nicer when you have a smaller crowd if everybody's up toward the front. Come on down, as they say on The Price is Right. Amen. We're here tonight to worship. Amen. So worship's not about numbers. It's not. It's about declaring His worth. Amen. I don't know about you, but how many of you could use a good worship experience? Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you with a deep sense of gratitude, God, that you awakened us today and you started us on our way to serving you and honoring you. And Lord, I know we've worked today. Many people probably just an hour ago just were leaving the facility, leaving the yard, leaving the building. But here we are to worship you. Here we are to come into your presence with thanksgiving, to be refreshed, to be replenished, to be restored, to be renewed. And God, we just want to give you the praise for doing that. You're such a good God. You're such a good God. We're going to call on you, Lord, the God of Jacob. We're going to call on you, God, because we know you're a covenant-keeping God. You keep your covenant in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You're the same God. You move in power. God, move. treasure now. You are the same God. Lord, you are the same God. You are the Savior. God, you are Savior now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh, God. Children now, you are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are God. You're providing now. You are the same God. Lord, you're the same God. You move in power. God, move in power now. You are the same God. Lord, you're the same God. You are a healer. God, he will heal you now. Cause you are the same God. Lord, you're the same God. You are a savior. God, he will save you now. You are the same God. Lord, you are the same God. Oh, oh Lord, standing on your faithfulness. Oh, oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you. Oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. Ooh. Oh, Lord, I'm standing on your, oh, God. Oh, God, I need you. How I need you now. Oh, 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 oh. God, I need you. How I need you now. Oh, 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 oh. Lord of ages, Lord of faithfulness. Oh God, we're standing on your faithfulness. You, he saves us every day. He'll heal us every day. He's our provider because he's the same God each and every day. Oh,
Serving a God that makes the impossible possible. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. stronger. God, you are higher than any other. My God is healer, awesome in power.
Believe in the greatness of God tonight? Do you believe that our God is greater? Come on, let's lift up a praise to the King. Just begin to tell Him in your own way, God, you are good. God, you are great. The one who turned water into wine. The one who raises the dead to life. We give you glory tonight, King Jesus. You are great, greater than all things. And so we say yes to you tonight. Surrender ourselves to you tonight. Come on, let's sing it out again. Our God is greater. God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number was standing before the throne from every tribe, every nation, every people, and every language. And the Bible says that they were crying out before the Lamb and before the throne, salvation belongs to our God. Do you believe that salvation belongs to God tonight? You and I are standing here tonight because of the salvation of God that has allowed us to draw even the next breath and stand before Him and release that breath to Him in a song and give Him praise. And so tonight we are gathered from many nations. even those that are watching on the live stream, we are gathered from many nations, and tonight we're going to worship in many languages. We are so excited to have our team from South Africa here tonight. Can we give them a big hand? We are so glad to have you all here. And as they make their way forward, you guys can come on up. They're going to lead us. They're going to continue to lead us in worship. They're going to sing in multiple languages, because in South Africa, there's more than one language. In fact, there are many, many languages. And so we're going to be hearing from different tribes, different tongues, even as the scripture says. And it's going to be a little bit different, but that's what it's about. Amen? We want to experience how God moves in other parts of the earth. And so it's really beautiful as we come together as the body of Christ. And they're going to bless us. We're so glad to have them tonight. Can we give them, and before we do that, I just want to say one more time. Tonight is all about the ministry that God is raising up in South Africa and in Swaziland and in that part of the earth. And in case you're not aware, I had the opportunity to go there earlier this year and see exactly what happens on the ground. And this is a powerful ministry that is pouring into the lives of students, pouring into the lives of young people. And so this is an opportunity to be a part of that and to see God move. Do you want to see that? Yes. Amen. Come on, let's give him a big hand.
music of the Lord.
Sangue. Hallelujah. Typically in Africa, when we do songs like this, we dance. Amen. So I want to welcome and invite you to join us every time we do a song like this and just do the moves and join in the moves that you see. They're very easy moves to follow as we celebrate the Lord together. Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome to stand on your feet.
Bye. redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Similapa, simemezela, ungunqoba, egazini lemvana. Similapa, simemezela, ungunqoba, ungunqoba, egazini. Can you dance for the Lord? Hallelujah! Jehovah, the Lord.
Before we get into the last couple of songs for the evening, we just want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for making time to be here. We are fully appreciative of all the fact that you had so much else that you were doing at this time, but you took time to come on and be here with us. We just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sending Pastor Noli over through to us in April. He was a huge blessing to us. I want to thank Pastor Mike and the team that have mobilized since we came to be supportive of us towards the project, and I want to particularly thank Pastor Wallace and the wife for believing in us, believing in the vision that God has given us, and for standing by us. We do not take it for granted. We come from thousands of miles away, and we came here and we shared our story, and we shared our burden and our hearts, and you believed us and you stood by us. We just want to say thank you. In the next two songs that we are going to do, I'm just going to invite Precious to come and give us a song that speaks about the shadow of his wings, and then Barbara is going to give us the last song that speaks about our desire for the Lord.
Confusion and fear, when my enemy surrounds me, Father, I know with you I'm safe, for you keep me and hide me in the shadow of your wings, in the shadow of your wings. I know I am in the shadow of your wings. I find freedom, for you will hold me and you'll guide me. With your righteous hands, I find rest, peace of mind. In the shadow of your wings, the Lord is my shield. He's the healer of my soul. He's my tower of strength, my redeemer, my keeper. And when my heart is filled with sorrow, for you, the lifter of my head, you surround me with favor, and you satisfy my in the shadow of your wings, I know I am safe. In the shadow of your wings, I find freedom, for you will hold me and you'll guide me. With your righteous hands, I find rest, peace of mind. In the shadow of your wings, I am safe. In the shadow of your wings, I am safe. In the shadow of your wings.
The next song says, Jesus, you are my everything. My one and only desire is to please you. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are my everything. My one and only desire. Everything I have is yours. When I wake up every morning, noon, and night, to live for you is my prayer. Oh Lord, I need you and my desire is to please you, to honor you in everything I do.
Praise the Lord. To be in the presence of God. Come on, give him another hand. Would you do that? Hallelujah. The desire of every one of us should be to be in the presence of the Lord, doing what he's called us to do. He's ordained that you and I be salt and light. no matter where he's placed you. You didn't ask to be an American. You didn't ask to be born in Hertford County, or you didn't ask to be a Caucasian or an African American. You know, God had his way in your life, and he always wants to have his way in your life. And I know some of you are probably going to go home tonight and watch The Lion King. Amen. Yeah. Come on. Amen. Mufasa, Simba. What a passion. Beautiful voices, beautiful spirits, beautiful hearts that love the same God that you do. Amen. Serve the same God that you do. I'm just thrilled that even though I may not ever get to stand there, maybe I will, but I'm just thrilled that in Swaziland that about 10 of our guys under the direction of Pastor Mike are going to board a plane and roll up their sleeves. In fact, it may be so warm they may just cut off their sleeves. Amen. And they're going to work, and they're going to erect a facility where young students can come in and be trained about spirit-filled life and living. And amen. And just to think that we could have a part in that, I was in leadership meetings yesterday in the Assemblies of God, and our missions guest, we always have a missionary, was Kevin and Mariah Thompson. And the subject was the power of tabernacle evangelism and how God has used individuals to move into communities, and their desire is to have a tabernacle within walking distance of every African. Come on. I don't think you grasp that. Within walking distance of every African to have a tabernacle. And so thank God that in Swaziland there will be a big one there. Amen. And we are so close. I counted some numbers today, and we have some businesses that are going to stand with us and help us. And many of you have given, and we'll give you an opportunity tonight to give as well. To sow a seed unto the Lord into the grounds of Swaziland. So pray and reach for your purse or your pocketbook, your phone, whatever way you need to give. And let's be a blessing to this project. We're about, as far as the building's concerned, we're only about $7,000 away. It's a big building, 78 by 75. Is that right, Pastor Mike? 78 by 75. It's a big building. It's going to take a few days to get it up. And just think, you'll have a part because you sowed into that effort. So don't just say, well, I'm going to give whatever. I want you to take a moment and just, in a quiet moment, hear the Holy Spirit ask you, as we ask you tonight, to just inquire of the Holy Spirit and incline your ear to him and just allow him to speak to you. Some of you may hear the Lord say, hey, I need you to give whatever. And you may say, well, I don't have that tonight. You can put a note in the bucket and just put John Doe, $1,000 or whatever. Whatever, maybe. Maybe you've never given $1,000. Maybe you'd like to try it, okay? Or $500, or maybe some of you, maybe $100 is a stretch for you. I don't know. But I just know this, that everybody that collectively comes together and participates, God's not looking at, you know, well, I like this one better because he or she gave more. It's a collective effort to say, together we built a facility in Swaziland. Lord, thank you so much for the privilege that is ours, God, to sow into the fields of this continent of Africa. And Lord, we thank you that tonight, God, you're helping us to get steps, strides closer to just having this building paid for. And Lord, we just marvel because we could never erect a facility like this in America for that kind of dollar. And we marvel. And we thank you, God, for the sacrifice of men who've raised a heart and a hand and said, yes, I'm on board. That's a sacrifice in itself. And I pray that you would use this effort to do something monumental in the lives of every person who said yes. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. And if you're giving by the QR code or on the church app, just scroll down to missions, okay? We'll know by the date what the project that's intended, what it's for. So Father, we just bless you. Bless the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Can the CSIC team just come back for just a moment and just close us out with a final song? And I wonder if our team from Africa, could you just come and stand here in the altar? And as you're coming here, we just want to pray for you. We want to lay hands on you and pray for you and bless you. I wonder from those of you that are standing here, how many of you that are here would say this is the very first time that I put my feet on U.S. soil? First time in America? Amen. Amen. You're not going back, right? You're just going to stay here, right? First time. Come on, one more time. First time in America. Did you like America? You did? Do you like it? Well, I'm not going to ask you. Do you like it better? No. Man, Air Jordans. Did you get those in America or Africa? Yeah. Amen. Wow. Can I just have some of you just to come and just lay hands on this team? Praise the Lord. Thank God for visionary. Gabila. The visionary. God has placed vision in his heart. Without that, you know what? There would be no building. There would be no building. There would be no land. But God always has a Moses. Amen. God always has a Moses. Hallelujah. Come on. Some more people just come and get yourselves a pair of shoulders. Hallelujah.
Your mercy never fails.
Your mercy never fails.
In all my days.
Come on.
I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up. Until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so.
That you're no different.
You have led me through the fire, in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Come on, put your hands together and worship the Lord, would you? I will sing of the goodness of God. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, God, that you've afforded us an opportunity, God, to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus with those from another part of the earth, Lord. For, Lord, with you, there's no difference, God. Every nation, tribe, tongue, and language that you speak about in Revelation will sing unto you eternally. And God, thank you for causing the blood of Jesus to be that factor that unites our hearts. Blood shed, sin washed, cleansed, brought together, God, with your purpose, your heart. And so, God, we bless them as they return to their homeland, their own Jerusalem. God, that you would grant safety in every way, Lord. As they mount up on wings as eagles, God, that you would grant safety. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of our worship tonight. Praise God. Thank you.